I'll think of Mr. Showbiz and really just her career trajectory.
Well, here's something that annoyed me, like, which kind of relates to the first point you were making about her being like, oops, I wanted like the real dirt, the behind the scenes on how she got cast and like what happened. But it sounded like there was no dirt. Like she literally just showed up and they were like, you're cast. And I was like, this is so weird. Like she was 18. I mean, she had no period of like trying to make it in Hollywood.
She's from Nevada.
She literally
from Nevada to Hollywood.
Came to town. And got cast on 90210. And there's like almost no real reflection about that.
Well, she did do some jobs before that. Remember, she was what's her name's daughter.
A few, but it was like less than a year before she moved to LA, I think when she was 17. And like the show started when she was 18. And also she had parts before. It wasn't like she was like, oh, I went to so many auditions and I never got cast. It was like, she was just like, here I am.
Yeah. And if there was struggle to that, she just didn't convey
no.
it. And it is so fascinating in this business that is notoriously excruciating. For her, it sounds relatively easy.
Yes.
Which I wonder if that's the truth. I don't even know.
Who's to say?
Until after 90210. I mean, her period after 90210, she describes as one filled with rejection and jealousy. And she was like going out for all these parts and she never had to audition for, during the height of 90210, and then she had to audition again. But again, she says this without actually illustrating it, so who knows? And it's also uninteresting this way.
And also, like, if you do come into this career, oopsie-doopsie your way into a part and never put any work or strategy into what's going to happen after the show, like, that is what will happen. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, then there were two juicy parts of the book for me, which, unfortunately, it would be great if the juiciest parts were about her life, but the juiciest parts are about husband number two and husband number three to me. And she starts chapter two with The Break That Built Me. And this is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
She basically is taken to the hospital and has her stomach pumped after getting so drunk and dealing with possible suicidal thoughts. I don't know if there's other things involved. And she said her friend had called her assistant Liz to check on her. Her assistant has to get on a flight from LA to Phoenix, Arizona, finds her in the hotel room unconscious, calls 911, and she goes into the hospital. And then how she got there is from the divorce with her second husband, Peter Facinelli, who I know best as a hot dumb doctor on Nurse Jackie. What do you know him as? Because I feel like if you don't know who he is, if you looked him up, you would immediately recognize him.
He was a dad on something. Mm. Oh, Twilight. Oh, he's in Twilight. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So this is who he is. And she said she was married to him for 12 years. They had three daughters together. However, when they met, they were filming a movie together, and she said, I was in the process of separating from my first husband when we met on set. That's right. At 23, I was divorced after less than 2-year marriage to that drummer. I was working on 90210 at the time, and then she's in the middle of divorcing him as she meets Peter. He's 21. Mm-hmm. She